Texte numéro 38. How to overcome a terror of public speaking. Public speaking is a terrifying prospect for many people. Speaking in front of an audience even came out higher than death in one survey, with 41% naming it as the thing they were most afraid of. While the survey's results suggest public speaking was at that particular moment more on their minds than the more distant prospect of death, it shows how nervous it makes people. Jeanette Nelson, head of voice at the National Theatre and author of the Voice Exercise book, says the non-actors she works with are even afraid of rehearsing, with a lot of them frightened, really frightened, to work with her. Your voice is incredibly personal. It carries your history as much as anything, and once you start homing in on that, people can be very defensive, quite self-conscious, she says. Regardless of how reluctant people are, public speaking is increasingly required in many jobs. Whether it's presenting the results of a particular project, having to speak up in a large meeting, or giving a speech on an area you excel in. For those at the top, such as chief executives, it's essential. Yet there's often little formal training. CEO coach Steve Tappin, who works with many top chief executives around the world, says it's important for them to invest time and effort in improving their public speaking skills. Wise CEOs know that good training can not only help them to become more confident speakers, but more authentic ones too. And that counts for a lot in an age in which building trust has never been more important, he says. Jeanette Nelson suggests the following tips for public speaking. Be aware of your body, the way you stand, the angle at which you hold your head. Where you put your hands will all give away to the audience how comfortable you feel. To ensure you're relaxed before speaking, lift your shoulders to your ears and then drop them. Imagine you're taking your breath from the very back of the room and then sending your breath back to it. This will ensure you look at the whole room, not just the front row, and will project your voice to the back of the room. Record yourself. Practice in front of a mirror or a good friend to see how you look and sound when you speak. Andrew Penn, who became chief executive of Australian telecommunications giant Telstra last May, has done exactly that. As a high school dropout who didn't go to university, Mr. Penn got to the top by studying outside of his day job. He says he's continued to place a big emphasis on his personal development, including communication skills. Adapted from bbc.co.uk, January 2016.